Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're going to cut off the intro real quick. I'm here with my co-host, Angela Martin. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing well. And Tamika, Meeks, what's going on?
What up, though?
Oh, what up? Hey, y'all, we have a very special guest here. This is Christina, the biggest shit talker this side of Mississippi. You know, she's going to put it down on
us. Hey, Christina. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? What's going down?
What's that? She from H-Town. No, we got the H-Town connection coming on. She's going to put down this knowledge on us. So here, let's go ahead and get into it. So, Christina, okay, so how did you become, you know, awakened, aware, and how to come, you know, up with, come with knowledge and all that other good stuff?
Well, of course, college, and then being married to a brother man for about 17 years, you know, rest his soul, you know,
okay,
I have two beautiful kids with him. You know, and I learn from other people as well. You know, I learn from friends, family, you know, especially my original people from this planet. I learn a lot from because they understand that I am a part of them because they know my people. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, get it. So, you know.
I feel you.
Call it what you want. Call it what you want, white, pale, pinky, whatever. Hey, I know what you're talking about, so you can talk what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Pinky,
if you live my
pinky,
life,
what's
you
up, pinky?
Say shit. What's
okay.
up, baby? What's up?
Okay. All right, Christina. Okay. Before I open it up, Angela Meeks, I got this last question.
Ass.
After that, we're going to go from there. All right. So where do you say we're – Black people come from, and where do you say where the pink man or white people come from? And like, where is it?
Well, of course, according to what I know the Anakai had a whole lot to do with it. You know what I'm saying? But the pink people, it was because some greedy person wanted to have some backbone into creating a society, so they needed some slaves. So what they did, they created these slaves for us to, you know. Now, when I say us, let me clarify that before people go off. When I say us, I'm talking about humans, because there's a lot of segregation here. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, like way back in the days, black man, I'm trying to be disrespectful. Hey, I want to create some shit. They created a white man, and next thing you know, you got a diverse of people mixed with the original people here in this world. You know what I'm saying?
So
you are what your mama is.
Here. You said the black man created a white man?
They did. I wish I could get on my internet and talk to y'all at the same time.
No, no copy and paste, and you live debate today, baby.
No. Let me go get my notes. I'm talking about my notes that I've studied. So, my notes. I wish I could paste my notes and, you know, send it to y'all on the radio, but I can't do it like that. But, you know what I'm saying? All the studies I've come about, they say black men created a white man. You know,
Most definitely. Okay, we got Jasmine on the line. How you doing, Jasmine?
Hey.
Why don't you just put 2,000 on the line? Shit, can you do that, brother?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Here, I got two more callers in. Hold on. Here, we're going to introduce them. 716, please state your name. Where are you calling from? 716? 716. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got 205. Set your name. Where are you calling from? 205?
I guess that's a nope. All right, we're just listening. Okay. Well, once again, we're here with Christina, Which Ways Up Radio. All right. So anybody has any questions for Christina right now while she's looking for her notes?
You crazy. I said if I could get to my notes on my internet, I would.
No, we're going to hit you with some different questions. I just want to see open the floor up for anybody else. Did anybody else, you have any questions for Miss Christina?
I'm just
waiting
for her to copy and paste.
I'm telling you, okay. I can't do it from. Thank you, baby.
So where you get? Where you? Can I ask you a question? Where are you getting your information from?
Oh, regular books. I get from the library and all that stuff on the internet. All that stuff. Get your information where you can get it and understand it, but make sure it's reliable. Make sure it ain't no full of lies or nothing.
Okay. All right. Anybody else about information? Just straight up questions, just for Christina.
Yep. What was that? What did I post on that thing? Shit. If you go into a group called the Nakai Legends or whatever, you will see that shit.
So let me ask you a question. What are you? What is your background?
Hold on, guys. Yeah. I'm listening. Chris,
are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the question was supposed to be like, what is your background? Like, where you came out of Christianity? Did you come out of Islam? Did you come out of like Mormon or?
Oh, neither.
What's your background?
Neither one. My mom, of course, she was Christian, but when I got older, I got out of it because I started seeing the lies of the things that were being told, and I started reading and studying for myself. You know what I'm saying? And when I did that, I come to the conclusion, these people lying. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay,
so I don't do religion. I don't do religion, but I do know that Bible.
Okay, right. Okay, so when was like the last time, like, you've been, like, to church?
8 years ago.
Oh, 8 years, not bad. Well, then go ahead with your bad self. So so you went to college at University of Houston, or which college did you go to?
I went to Houston Community College.
Oh, yeah, HCC, man. Go ahead with your bad self then.
And then I'm
going to... Yeah, go ahead with your bad
self. Then I'm going to go into Rice University to go ahead and finish up my degree.
Yeah, right. Very prestigious. So, all right. So, how did you get into like black men, and then like how did you start getting into like chicks, man? Well, let's ask these questions.
I just wanted some kids. That's it. It wasn't him in general, but I just wanted some kids. But I'm good. Lord, that's funny. Okay, well, anyways, I never really dated the sisters and the brothers until after I graduated high school, because my ex at that time, my children's father, he was pursuing me. And I didn't pursue this man because I didn't. Whatever. I didn't give that man nothing until like 2 years after we met, and that's how I ended up pregnant with my son.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you going here with your bad self, girl?
I was with him for 17 years. Now, who else have a 17 plus relationship with their same kind? You tell me. You know what I'm saying? I was with him for 17 years, bro. I had 2 kids with his brother. But anyway, that's old school. But
that's good. That's
I didn't get into dating the same sex until I left his ass, because I didn't really want him. I just wanted my kids.
Yeah, right. Ah. Okay. So how did you like?
I'm just being honest. I've been a lesbian ever since I was young.
Okay.
Why are you marrying him?
I didn't legalize the marriage like papers, but we were common law for 17 years because he already knew I did not want to be with him like that.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
So, can I ask you a question? Are you Arabic? What are you?
I'm Arab, Blackfoot Indian, and Irish.
I can't hear you. What you?
I am Arab, Blackfoot Indian, and Irish.
Gotcha. So when you put your like on the application, do you check
other?
White or
no. Other?
Other.
Other.
You said white.
No. I don't think white. No, I put other. Because we are
that
other.
Was...
We're neither white or black or Mexican. We're fucking other.
All right, so, hey, Christina. All right, Christina. Okay, well, here, let's switch this up. Okay, so, like, do you believe in, like, reptilians and Pleiadians and other kind of extraterrestrial entities or?
Well, yeah, I do.
They're
out there.
Okay,
they're
out there, okay. So, like, are you more of, like, a Hebrew or, like, Hebrew, because I met you in that final battle. Okay, and I see you just tearing up these Hebrews left and right, right? So
yes.
I was like, all right, cool, you know. So are you of the Hebrew, or you just know that book?
I know that book. I know Yahweh, Jehovah, whatever is not the true person who they're really talking about in that Bible. They're talking about the Amish. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I know that
Christina, can you speak into the phone a little bit more? We can.
Yeah, speak into the phone. I can't hear you. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, my
speaker.
Right. Try to get a better connection. All
right. You hear me now?
So, anybody else have any questions? Because I'm about to. Who?
I said I can hear
Andrew,
you now.
You have any questions? Okay. What about me? What about you?
Figure out. Yes,
huh?
I have a question. I have a question.
Okay.
So this young lady said that black people are the ones that came out of the cave. Where'd you get that from?
That what? I didn't hear her.
You said black people came out of cave.
Google.
Who said that?
Google.
I'm not Googling anything. You said it.
No. The name Afri is in Latin.
Uh-huh.
It means cave dweller. It means cave dweller. And I was being sarcastic with old girl because she had called me a cave dweller. And I was like, well, hold up. If you think I'm a cave dweller, let me show you something real quick. Because Afri means in Latin cave dweller. That's why I was being sarcastic with her, because anyone that really know me know I know way better than that.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, no, because I didn't like how she stepped to me. Okay, well, since you think you're going to come to me left, let me come to right. And the best believer, if I come to you right, you ain't going to like it. That's what my point was. So
okay,
let me show
you
for real. Now,
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Jasmine. My other name is, what's my other name? Abina? Something like that. Why did you block me? What did I do to you?
Wow.
What?
Really?
Why did you block me? I didn't do anything to you.
I'm going to tilt my head. I'm going to
tilt
my head. I'm going to scare straight. Oh, the hell. I don't know. You probably pissed me off. And I didn't want to say nothing ugly because, you know, I was trying to be like, you know what, they don't.
I mean, you was already saying stuff ugly. You was already calling black women black bitches and stuff like that, so.
You probably
I didn't see a reason for
to
you to block me. I
you
really did. I really didn't say nothing disrespectful. I was, like, joking on you, like, roasting you, your pictures and stuff, but that was about it.
Probably because that's why you were saying something crazy. I was like, you know what, I ain't trying to be ugly, but you know what, okay. It's because that one helper, that one, I do not know her name. I swear, if I don't remember her name.
What did it begin with? It's probably me.
It probably is you.
It began with an E.
Let me look at this thing here real quick. I think it is you, Andrea. Because you came out talking about cave dweller, this and this. I'm like, bitch, I ain't no cave dweller.
I think that was Angie.
I don't know. I know it started with the Lewis because that's the name.
Okay,
the name
Angie. That was
that
Angie.
Pissed me off.
That wasn't Angie. That was Mia.
Okay. So when somebody calls you like a cave beast or something like that, that kind of like gets to you, right?
Right. Oh, hell for cockeyed.
Why do you think people give you a hard time?
Because I'm white. I look white. I look white, and they don't understand that I know knowledge like them, and they're like, it's impossible. You're a white female. You're all dumb or whatever. Oh, no.
You know, copy and paste.
Right. They think, oh, well, y'all stole from us. Oh, no, I ain't stealing shit from you.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how I feel.
But
that's
you
how
never
I
blocked
think.
Me before. You never, I mean, you we had our little ups and downs, and but... I mean, you seem like a pretty cool person. I mean, but you know, I guess everybody is confused. You know, what are you? What who do you fit in with? The white side or the people of color? When it comes down to the end of the day, whose side would you be on?
On the human side, what is right?
No,
this
I'm talking
real.
About race war. I'm talking about, like, race war. Yeah, because your kids are mixed, right? Your kids are black, right?
Yes, but I understand where you're coming from. I would have to stick with my ancestors and be for my black people. It would be.
So, okay, but you know.
Even though I am.
Yeah.
I would be for what my kids are as well. I would be because they are young.
Oh, really?
I would be for what my kids are. Yes, they are young. What's her name, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, I was never on y'all motherfucking side from the get-go, so you know what, I'm going over here because they're my kids. I might have to work for my kids, but that's okay. Those are my kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to be for my life, for my kids. Not for no other person, but for my kids, yeah.
Hi, right, Christina. Yeah, I got a question. Okay. So from a person who has interracial kids, right? So with all these police shootings and mass murders and things like that, do you fear for your kids? Like, what do you tell your kids? Like, whenever you see the next one, you know, the next Trayvon Martin comes, you know, what do you say to them? What's like your thought process? Like, what happens?
I tell, especially my 15-year-old son, because I know he is of color. I tell him every day, you stay in your lane, you watch what you do, and you see trouble, you move the fuck away from it. Because you don't need to be around no one that's going to bring you down. You stay away. Because people don't like you already because you are this color. And I ain't talking about his people. I'm talking about the cop. You know what I'm saying? Even in general, like when you go apply for jobs and stuff like that, they don't like you already because you are this color. But always remember who has you holding in their hand. And I'm talking about God. You know what I'm saying? Our creator. I call him God, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's who I tell my children to be careful for every day, is the enemy itself. You know what I'm saying? And it's not people. It's the spirit world that is after all of us. It's not people in general. It's the spirit world. Because it's not like every day that you're walking down the street and someone's going to come mess with you because of the color of your skin. You know, it's the spirit world. It's the spirit world.
Then white cops are spirits that are killing black men?
No, it's the spiritual world. It's the evilness of this world. You know what I'm saying? We live in an evil world.
Which stems from what? White supremacy, right?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Huh. It can be from your own people. It could be from your own people. It can be from a Hispanic person. It can be from a white person. It can be from anybody. That's stereotype. Type of shit. Oh, well, white people are evil. That's not all true. Shit, there's black evil people, Mexican, Chinese. Look at them motherfuckers. They eat anything and everything. That's evil. If you're willing to eat a fetus out of a woman that just had a baby, yeah, you evil. And that's Chinese people.
Well, historically speaking, white people are the most evilest people in the world. You can argue.
That's
can't even argue that one. I'm sorry. Collectively, y'all are the most evil people in the world. You went everywhere and destroyed everything.
Angela, okay.
Yes, but that's your perception.
Okay.
But that's your
perception.
That is your perception.
Let me ask you this. Okay. So, for Angela, from your perspective, okay, is there a difference between a spirit and a soul? And who has souls and who has spirits? Or are they one and the same?
They're not one and the same. Only non-ether beings have souls, and six-ether, like animals, have spirits.
Okay, Christina, can you answer that same question? Do you have a different opinion on that, or?
I think we all have souls. We all have souls. Mm-hmm. We are created from somewhere, from some being. We all have souls. Spirits are thoughts. Spirits are thoughts that come from your own mind. A soul is what you have living in you. A spirit, if you look up what a spirit means a thought, a messenger. Everybody has those thoughts. Everybody has those spirits. A soul, everybody has a soul. Because if we didn't have soul, we wouldn't be living. We wouldn't be living.
Okay. So you believe like in a heaven and a hell?
Huh?
So you believe like in a heaven and a hell, an actual place where actual heaven and an actual hell?
No, I believe we learn our lessons here and we live to die again. You know what I'm saying? And then we die to live again. We have multiple lives.
Okay.
We just don't live one life. That's a soul. That's energy. All that stuff.
Okay,
if you look up what a spirit is, you'll see it means thoughts, emotions, actions, all that stuff. If you look it up and see what it means.
So you're like, so I guess like you use like the Bible as like your basis. I'm just trying to see like, all right, this is where you come from, and this is where like you, that's where your basis of your belief is. It's pretty much is the Bible. Is that correct?
That was probably my foundation.
Yeah, okay,
that was my foundation from my mother. Yeah, of course, you know, I learned, you learn from your parents.
Oh yeah, of course. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, hey, mine's the same as well. All right, here, let me just open up. Does anybody else have any questions before I start asking? No.
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. So.
Okay.
Now, explain to me, so do you believe like we live like in some type of matrix world, or like what is real to you?
You mean the dimensions that we live in?
Yeah, the dimensions, and then what is it? What can you do to get up out of this oppression? Like, what would be like your like how would
you, you know what?
What would you define it as?
I think we live in a dimension because of what we live on is a kind of like a dimensional sphere. You know, it's flat and round and a sphere at the same time. So, like, for instance, if you look at trees, that's probably like a third dimension that we're kind of like looking at. You know what I'm saying? But if you get into a more open and you're more spiritual and you're more awakened, you get into like the fourth and fifth where you can see spiritual things such as, you know, being a psychic and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
You know, like predicting the future and stuff like that. I've only met one person, and she's on my timeline, I mean on my Facebook page, but I've only met one person who's above a fourth level, so, you know, type of seeing things. You know, I believe in those things because I have projected out of my body, you know, before.
Oh.
I didn't know how in the world I did that, but it's scary. You know how when you're sleeping, and when you felt like you have fallen?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Many a times. I have actually seen myself looking like I have fallen off my bed, which I didn't. You know, I have seen things come into my future, you know, because I guess I'm a little bit more elevated than a lot of people I know, but just on a different level. I'm not like everybody else on their level. You know what I'm saying? I have seen many things. You know, I know right now what's going to come into play. And when you talk about martial law and FEMA camps and all that stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people think, like those Hebrew Israelites, they think it's going to be the white man. No, baby, you better reread. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be everybody,
yeah.
Everybody here in America who is following these people, they are going to be locked up. They're going to be locked up. In those FEMA camps, in slavery again, because you know why these I would say like a higher power, like a more higher power, kind of like help write this book, you know, to predict what they wanted to do for this future. I think along those lines, because I have seen so many stuff come to pass in my own life. You know what I'm saying? That these people have literally predestined these things to happen.
Hold on, Christine. Here. I'm gonna cut you off real quick. Hey, we have around about like 40 seconds left in the show, so we're gonna start wrapping it up. I just want to see if anybody got any expressions before we're gonna send it back to Christina for her last expressions. Anybody? Meeks?
No.
Angela, you have any expressions?
No, I don't.
All right, Jasmine, you have
Stop
any expressions?
Stop being mean. God damn.
Oh.
Oh, she's not that mean. All right.
Is that European coming
mean,
out playing a victim?
Hey, Christina, okay.
I'm playing, Lord, have mercy.
All right, Christina, go ahead. Last words.
You know, for real and the cool, I have no beef with nobody. You want respect, you give it, and I'll give it back, I promise. But all in all, I love the knowledge that y'all spit. I do. I promise y'all think it's funny, but I really enjoy the knowledge, the real knowledge that y'all put out, not this bull crap that y'all put out there talking about, oh, this man and ooh, this woman. Keep out some real
stuff.
Well,
that's
smart with me, girl.
Video.
I'm just playing.
Hey.
You ain't ready.
Christina,
you ain't ready.
We do this again. never seen it. Can we do this again?
Yeah.
So we part
yeah,
two.
Bro, you know what's up. You know I'm down, brother. You already know.
All righty then. All right, they ain't ready for you, though, right? They ain't ready for you.
No.
All right. Well, no, that's it. Which way?
All right. I'm going to keep it. Huh?
All right.
All right.
All right. We're signing off.
Because I'm about to